This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas House is still debating the passage of the private option. The Arkansas Senate, on the other hand, passed the bill last week. That outcome was affected by a swing vote that hinged on the concept of overhauling the state's workforce training efforts. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas spoke with State Senator Jane English of North Little Rock and Shane Broadway, director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, about what changes could be made to workforce training in the future. During their conversation, Roby asked Senator English at what point she realized she might have the leverage she had been looking for 30 years in terms of making something transformational change in workforce development.
I actually probably didn't even realize it until about last Thursday, and had a meeting with the governor and the cabinet staff, Shane, and Department of Economic Development and Workforce Services, and everybody was very positive and excited about the possibility of turning the system upside down.
Shane, tell me how that conversation went. How did it start? How did it go?
Well, we were all summoned to a meeting. It was interesting. We were summoned to a meeting at the governor's office, but nobody knew exactly who was coming and why we were there. And so we all get up to the top of the staircase looking at one another saying, are you supposed to be in this meeting? So, but the conversation began with that Senator English had an interest in looking at changing and really doing a thorough look at what we're doing in terms of workforce training. So from those of us on the workforce cabinet side, Grant Tenniel at Economic Development, R.T. Williams, we've been talking about this for the last year in terms of looking towards January in the next session. And so what Senator English essentially did, we were almost kicking each other on the table saying, this is what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. And essentially, and that's the term we're using for it, is fast track. Her advocacy for doing the things that we know we need to do in terms of putting people in jobs, what we were looking at doing has now been fast-tracked, and we're very excited about it.
So Senator English, you talk about turning the thing upside down, turning workforce training, workforce programs upside down. What does that mean? What do you want to see done that's completely different than what we're seeing presently?
I'd like us to begin to look at, we talk at the federal level, there's 47 different training programs, and they're all in a silo. Well, what we have probably in some instances, some of the same thing here. We've got programs throughout state government, not just higher ed and two-year colleges, but we've got lots of programs. And we need to identify all those programs, where those funds are. And those things that are working well, then we need to make sure we continue doing those. Those things that aren't working well and aren't performing and don't have any results need to be going by the wayside so we can do something else. Another thing that I'm very interested in is I think we have so many kids who are in the 8th grade, 9th grade, and if they don't drop out mentally, physically, they drop out mentally. Mm-hmm. And we have a box for kids. And if you don't fit in that box, and we've always had that box, if you don't fit in that box, then you kind of drop out, and then those people become unsuccessful. And we've got to find a way to have an alternate path so that kids can go and get a high school diploma and also get some skills training. Algebra can be taught in a number of different ways. It doesn't have to just be in a classroom. So I think there are, and the business community has to be very involved in this. We keep hearing them say they have 38,000 jobs out there that they can't fill because they don't have people to fill those jobs and with the skills. So I think this is all a mechanism to figure out exactly what is the end product we want to have and how are we going to move the resources in that direction.
And by moving the resources, Shane, I'll come to you with this question. You're talking about maybe there's a two-year school in Northeast Arkansas that has the ability to produce X number of mold injection factory workers, but the jobs aren't there in Northeast Arkansas. Maybe they're in Southwest Arkansas or Western Arkansas. And so you're talking about moving some of those resources from one school to another. What are we talking about conceptually?
It will depend on the particular situation. The first thing we're going to do is assess these jobs. Right. If they're 38,000, 45, however many they are, what types of jobs are they and where are they? And that will be done with the Economic Development, Department of Workforce Services, the State Chamber, business community. They will do that assessment. What then we will do with higher ed and the two-year college is assess what programs we have statewide and where they are to match those jobs. And if we do have a need in some place where it's not, the pot that we're assembling together through AADC can be utilized to put if we need a welding course or more welders. So you're able to produce 50 welders, but industry says they need 100, so you need another welding machine. So the pot that we're collecting and combining the resources together can be utilized to put that other welding machine there. Or if there's somebody has a piece of equipment that's not being utilized because there's not industry there, then work out arrangements to move that equipment from one corner of the state to the other.
What's the time frame for the assessment portion of this? Is this something that we're talking about is going to be done in six months' time?
We're already moving in that direction.
Yeah, we're already starting.
Will there be a report issued on this, or how will we?
I think there will be. I think what we have to do is look at what all is it that we're talking about and figure out what our game plan really is. And one of the things that Shane talked about is, you know, for so many years we've had money going to two-year colleges, and it's been by a formula, and in many cases there isn't enough money for them to do anything. They don't have the resources to be able to hire a certified whatever, and they don't have the money to buy the equipment, and equipment is so expensive. Mm-hmm. So in order to be able to buy some and to have the appropriate things, we need to make sure that the resources are there. And that includes the private sector, and hopefully they will come to the table as well.
Is there going to be any backlash from two-year schools that might be losing money, losing programs, or are there some that might want to shut down some legacy programs?
We'll look at all that.
I think there's going to be a lot of that. We met with the two-year colleges by conference call Monday. Senator English talked with you on Monday and others on Monday and walked them through. I mean, the prospects, if you look at it, if private option doesn't pass, certainly, higher education normally takes the brunt of a budget cut. Mm-hmm. There were other ideas on the table initially that could have been more detrimental to the two-year colleges. By the time we worked through all the process and got to Monday and were able to put everything together, their base is secure. Their base is not going to change. There's money going forward that they might have received that they're not going to receive. But now, for the first time ever, they have a pool of money, because there's so many times they come to us and say, we really need to put in this program, but we don't have the money for the equipment or the money to get it started up. So now, really, for the first time, we're going to have a pool that they'll be able to come in and access to be able to start the program based on the need of industry and especially based on a partner in industry. So I think as it becomes and evolves, I think you'll have everybody on board, because everybody sees the need that we have out there. We have so many Arkansans that have either a high school diploma or less, or some college but no degree, who with a little bit of training can access some very high-paying jobs mm-hmm. out there. That are going to help also.
You're talking 70,000, 80,000, even higher, 120,000 in some management positions.
And to Senator English's point that she said a lot this week, the goal here is to upwardly move these people so that they're not dependent upon government assistance. And we have programs like that now with our Career Pathways program that takes people who are eligible or who are on government assistance and gets them into college and gets them out into the workplace where they're not dependent upon that. And that's really the goal.
All right, I got time for one last question. Senator English, you changed your vote on the private option, controversial move to do that. What's been the response since you've cast that vote in favor of the private option from both sides of the aisle in terms of the support of the
option? There are an awful lot of people that are pleased that we're doing something. I've heard from an awful lot of business folks who are very pleased that we're looking at doing something that would help them. You know, we forget these are residents and citizens of the state of Arkansas. Everybody we're talking about is a resident, and there are lots of good job possibilities, but even below industry training type things, when you're talking about high school diplomas and GEDs and folks who may have not made the best decision when they were in high school, dropped out, but they're 25.
But are you getting love mail or hate mail is what I'm asking.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Nothing you can't handle?
No.
All right.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, speaking to State Senator Jane English of North Little Rock and Shane Broadway, Director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity: coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. Their mission is to promote a pro-business free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulation, and rules. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.